Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apology, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all. Yesterday, in our study of Hebrews chapter 12, we were talking about the different ways that Christians respond to the chastening of God. Let's continue with that thought today. And now, here is our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Now, my friend, God does not flog us in blind rage, but He measures the weight of each stroke. His desire is that He corrects us and makes us better. It's not just to satisfy an angry spirit. Although God is angry with the wicked every day, His chastening upon the people of God is to correct them and draw them into righteousness. Ours is to seek why this is happening and accept it sensibly as the Lord's dealings with us. Now, my friend, He cares and He loves. Therefore, He deals with us personally. Now, we have here in our text, verses 5 through 7, three ways to respond to the Lord's chastening and scourging. Verse 5 mentions, despise it. Despise not thou the chastening of the Lord. Well, that's one way that many people respond. They despise the chastening of the Lord. Now, we're told not to despise it. And then he added in verse 5, nor faint when thou art rebuked of him. So, another response is faint. Other words, quit. Quitters. One thing about quitters, they enter heaven, if they're saved, empty-handed. They quit. They didn't trust God. Through it all, they didn't trust God. Now, a third way we're told to respond to the Lord's chastening and scourging, it's seen in verse 7. And that is to endure it. And that is God's way for us. That is God's will for us, is to endure it. And endure it how? By the grace of God. You still lean on Him, even during the times of trial and chastening. Now, understand that verse 6, it says there, once again, whom the Lord loveth, He chasteneth and scourgeth. The word scourgeth means to flog with a whip. But don't miss how verse 6 ends. To flog with a whip, what? Every son whom He receiveth. The idea of receive is to embrace with favor. Now, we may love our neighbor's children, but we don't love them like we love our own children. Yet, we don't spank the neighbor's children, we spank our own children. Well, God speaks to His children, and He spanks His children. Now, I know modern psychology, and even a lot of so-called Christian psychology, thinks, well, that's just wrong in the day and the era in which we live. And I've never really fully understood that. They've worked hard since Freud and Spock to try to eliminate this spanking. And so instead of having our greatest problems in school of being people not raising their hands to talk or getting permission to leave their seat or chewing gum, now it's teachers getting beat up, getting shot. It's drugs everywhere. And somehow that's improved us. It's a generation that's growing up that way, and now they can't keep a marriage, they can't keep a home, and there's just one thing to another, and we think that spanking them has made them good, level-headed adults. Now, I'm the kind of guy that theory is all right, I guess, but I prefer to just look at the test and the results. And when God's way is tried, spanking the children, doing it in love, doing it in a righteous way, but spanking them, it seems to accomplish a whole lot more than so-called psychology today. Now, we remember 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 28 through 32. But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. This is speaking of the Lord's Supper. For he that eateth and drinketh unworthily, eateth and drinketh damnation to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. For this cause many are weak, and sickly among you, and many sleep. For if we would judge ourselves, we should not be judged. But when we are judged, we are chastened of the Lord, that we should not be condemned with the world. Now, did you see what he said there? If we would judge ourselves, then we should not be judged. In other words, if we will deal with sin in our life as it ought to be dealt with, then we don't have to worry about God's chastening and scourging. But when God does chasten and scourge us, it's to keep us from the way of the world, to take us back from the way of the world and from its condemnation. So what you need to learn to do is deal with sin in your life before God does. Because, my friend, you will not enjoy the chastening nor the scourging of God if he must do that, if you will not take the personal responsibility to judge yourselves. Now, if you can live in habitual sin and not be chastened or flogged with the whip, and of course I'm speaking in metaphorical terms, but if you can live in habitual sin and not be chastened or flogged with the whip, then I can tell you, on the authority of God's word, that you are not saved. Now, men persecute us when we live godly. Now, I admit, they do this in arrogance, anger, and often apprehension. God chastens us because we are not more godly. But he does it in affection, affirmation, that is, affirmation of his love, and attention to the need in our life that will help prepare us for eternity. Now, in 1 Corinthians chapter 11, we find that some slept early. In other words, they died. God took them on home. Early is the idea that really God wanted them to live that 70 years. But he had to take them home early because of perhaps a sin in their life. Now, I'm not saying every saved person who dies before they're 70 is dying because of some particular sin in their life and that God is doing this as chastening. I'm not saying that at all. Many times there's another reason that's involved, but in this case is that we're looking right here. Sometimes God does this to keep them from making their saved so as by fire from being even more destitute than it could have been, causing them even greater shame at his appearing. You see, it is a true thing that there is a judgment seat of Christ for the believers. And there are going to be people ashamed at his appearing when they're at that judgment seat. And that shameless is going to be worse for some than others. And when God takes people on home early, when they sleep early, sometimes that is simply God's grace to keep them from becoming worse than they are. I remember years ago hearing Vance Havner preach. And Brother Havner gave this story. He said, you know, I used to, as a little boy at the farm, get all my chores done and ask my daddy if I could go play at my friend's house that were at the neighboring farm. And of course, daddy would ask if I had all my chores done. I'd say yes, and then he'd say, okay, son, go ahead. But you better be home before dark. be home before dark. Now, Dr. Hammer said, yeah, I knew that I could go over there, play, have a great time. But as I saw that it was starting to get near the end of the day, I headed home. Because I knew the troubles. I knew the trials. I knew so many things that could happen and bad things that if I didn't get home like my father had told me to do. And so I would make sure that I would get home. Then Dr. Hammer added this. He says, I've watched some men of God that were dear men of God that preached the word, were true to the word. They got in their later years, and they got caught up in some kind of a heresy. They let go of their holiness. They let go of the standards. They let go of things, and they began to compromise. He says, my prayer is that God would take me home before dark. Well, my friend, I think that's a good prayer for all of us, huh? Before we'd slide any further away, we should pray, God, take me home before dark. I don't want to interfere and make a mess of the work of God. Now, have you ever noticed that if you spanked your children, as you should, according to the Bible, you say, how is that? That is making the pain of the punishment greater than the pleasure of doing wrong. Then you notice that afterwards, after you do that, it seems to be a place of peace and restoration. You may be caught up now with that, the pain of the punishment greater than the pleasure of doing wrong. Say, Pastor, what do you mean by that? Well, let's take a little child. A little child's told not to get a cookie or not to get a piece of candy and before supper. He goes in there and he does it. You might slap his hand or make him stand in a corner. And he begins to think, it was worth it. That little slap on the hand, boy, candy is great. That cookie, man, that was out of this world. And so he weighs that. Oh, man, all I'm going to get is a slap on the hand, maybe sent to my room, maybe stand in a corner. It's worth it. And then if I don't get caught, it's doubly worth it. But if he knows there's a spanking, and he knows the pain of the punishment is greater than the pleasure of the wrong, then, my friend, it just might be that that will keep him from doing that thing again. And I've noticed that when my children were growing up, that when they were at that point of they had an attitude, spanking somehow cleared that attitude up. And there was a loving restoration and a peace that might have not been totally there before the chastening. You see, God's corrective chastening and scourging is always in abundant love. This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No breaks. Click Sermon Library. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org with no breaks. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying may God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.